It is one of our review extras, and we picked another belter. Well done us, Tottenham Hotspur, against Brighton and Hove Albion, and more accurately the other way round. It was at Brighton, which I think does play a little bit of a part. I've got Sean Rogers, I've got Dan Morgan, I am Neil Atkinson, and we will start off with approaches. But Sean, it's difficult to talk about approaches. I think for a lot of managers at the minute, in the current climate, without talking about injuries, there are so many injuries at both of these clubs. And I think on top of that, from a Tottenham point of view, there's actually a couple of suspensions. It's striking to me that, you know, we obviously have our eye on Liverpool all the while, and Liverpool have got a few issues as well at the moment. But it's also worth pointing out that these issues, they're right the way across the league. And when you get into it here with Brighton and Tottenham, there are just so many which give both managers a few questions to answer.
Yeah, more than happy to take my share of the plaudits on selecting this game. Not sure that quite is deserved, but I'll take it. It's Christmas. The injuries and suspensions is something no one is ever that interested in, and I kind of get that. But it's also interesting with your Liverpool hat on that other teams suffer too. It's not just us that seem to rack up the injuries and the unavailability sometimes of people who, whether you rate them as individual players or not, can be critical to the way you might want to play. You know, Spurs, as an example, got Romero out, Bentancur out, Maddison out, Van der Ven out, Perisic out, Sessegnon out, Bazuma out, and situations like that. Brighton have got 10 out. De Zerbi says in his pre-match press conference, there's two on the bench. If I was forced to, I could start, including Mitoma as one of them. You know, and key players in there like Mitoma, Veltman, quite key to them in terms of what they want to do. Solly March in particular, Julio Encisco is a bit of a Swiss Army knife for them up front, and can occupy a number of positions. And it's interesting coming into the match, you know, you're looking for what you might want to see in terms of assuming that both managers stick to their usual way of playing stylistically, and they both do. And it's interesting to hear from both of you actually whether you think either or should have changed. I'm sure if you, from the fact that Brighton win the game and afford a lot, I'm sure De Zerbi would make a fairly compelling case that he did the right thing in not looking to change.